Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are going to curtail what happens when a bunch of teenagers go flying at each other the way they did and then sort of break that up. If I'm hearing you correctly, this could have been squashed by one adult. Not a bunch of them, one.
Yep. I think well, could have
just
been.
One.
You could have made a bigger, a good attempt at it.
Thank
but also,
you.
I'm not letting off those assistant coaches either, because part of that to do you supervise your sideline, and there's a box you're supposed to stay in. You know when your players are creeping up and standing next to that line. Usually, an official will say, "Stay behind the line, keep your players back." I don't know if anybody was saying that type thing, but
that's
you know,
I'm,
but I'm just
yeah, that's what I'm saying, Sam. There's stuff that fell through the cracks, but then the first shot across the bow was missed, and it didn't happen. And so for us to assume that these coaches on the sidelines can tell what's going on when they're trying to do their job, I mean, I don't know. You would know better than me.
You're doing their job, but also part of their basic job is supervising the sideline. Supervise your sideline.
And if they don't have the information that this knucklehead stuff is going on the field by the
white cap. They can hear it. They hear what's going on now. There's a conversation on every football. Today, over here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, there's going to be chatter going on from the very
opening kickoff.
A lot of chirping,
a lot of stuff.
Right, going on. And you can tell if it's going in a bad direction, and you also know what's happening with the school board. Georgia and Georgia Tech had a bad fight years ago. They had a real bad fight. Ray Goff was out there pulling guys off the field and whatnot. This is bad, you know. But you can say, but it's because it looked like Georgia was running the score up. And that's the same thing. I'm not saying that Gainesville was running the score up. I'm saying Brunswick was just losing on their home field. But let me run down these games. Run down these games for tonight because we're going to run out of time here. Games tonight. In our area, or teams around our area, we're going to start at the top. Grayson and Carrollton is playing tonight. North Gwinnett and West Forsyth. North Gwinnett's a team we've been watching a lot. Walton, that is the upset special. Here's a team that won just enough to get into the playoffs, and they've just been spoiling the party for everybody. But they got the long trip. They're playing way down at Valdosta tonight. Douglas County is at Beaufort. It'll be the second time Douglas County's played them this season. Woodward Academy at Thomas County Central. Boy, that's a tough team they're going to play down that way. Roswell and Sequoia, Rome and Jackson County. The winner of that game will get the winner of the Gainesville-Langston-Hughes game whenever they play it. Lathonia is playing Creekside. Cartersville against Cale. Central Carrollton, they're undefeated. They got to go down to Savannah to Benedictine. Marist and North Oconee. And boy, this is an early time for this matchup. This was your matchup for the state championship game a year ago. So it's big to have this game tonight. Cairo at Jefferson, other schools. We got Douglas is playing at Sandy Creek. Douglas coming off the big win on the road last week up at Calhoun. LaGrange and Stevenson ought to be a good game. Sumter County's made their way up here to play against Carver, Atlanta. They're undefeated. Hapeville Charter is playing at Morgan County. Hapeville Charter is an amazing story. They do amazing things at that school, a school with a practice field that barely has grass on it and no fence around it with a busy road right beside it. And these guys come out and play amazing football each and every year. So here they are. They're playing Morgan County tonight. Thompson's at Carver Columbus. Carver Columbus is a machine. We'll see what happened with that. Gabriel Stovall talked about that with us yesterday. Burke County's up at Rockmart, Fitzgerald, and Heard County. Heard County's had a great season. The rest of them here, Northeast Macon at Toombs, Gordon Lee at Worth County, Raven County at Pepperell. You got Wheeler County at Clinch, Jenkins County at Bowden. You got Screven County at Early County, Brooks County playing in Lincolnton at Lincoln County tonight. Savannah Christian and Fellowship should be a good, should be a real good one there. Whitfield Academy, shout out to Day Day and Calvary Day, and always some place with Whitfield and Greater Atlanta Christian at Athens Academy and Prince Avenue against Hebron Christian. I think that was a state championship game in that classification private final a year ago. It is a quarterfinal this year. These are the games that are going on in the quarterfinal round tonight around the region and around our state. So you might have to bundle up a little bit. They're going to sell a lot of that hot chocolate at the game tonight to keep you warm. But get out there and support the school in your area. And we'll keep an ear out to find out when they're going to get this Gainesville and Langston Hughes game played, because it will happen. And, you know, it may be something like in the middle of the week next week or something. But, you know, they're going to get that game in.
All right.
All right.
That it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not done with the local stuff.
No.
Because we got to keep going with Kyle Sandy. He will be joining us next. Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Black Friday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Sam and Greg on this day after. I just told Noelle she's trying to be slick, Sam. She pulled, you know, we're talking about soundtracks. Yeah. You're going to get our favorite soundtracks. This is all kind of tied into today. Was the day that Blues Brothers' Briefcase Full of Blues was released. And so we just kind of threw this out there on this pseudo-holiday morning. We just throw that out there. But that's later on. We got to talk to a guy who celebrated Thanksgiving with his son for the first time.
Yeah.
He and his wife had their first Thanksgiving with their son. What was it like as we welcome Kyle Sandy this morning to talk high school basketball with us? But, boy, how was yesterday?
Yesterday was good. It was fun. It was a happy holiday. It was noisy on the car ride home, both of them were crying the entire time.
Oh,
so that
no.
was a little treacherous. Yeah. So a lot of tears and upsetness. But overall, the kids did very well. They enjoyed themselves and had a great time. So thank you for asking. Our little turkeys had a great first Thanksgiving.
Little turkeys.
You're forgetting the twins. Right?
little turkeys. Yeah. God.
Anyway.
That's amazing.
Let me. So what relative did you go? What relative house did you go to yesterday?
So we went to my parents' house. So we saw Grandma and Grandpa.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that was very nice.
Spoilers.
Went back to the old stomping grounds of Hickory Flat, Georgia, Canton, Georgia. So it was a nice time. Cold weather out there, but we were inside watching football, eating food, having fun fellowship, and holding babies and changing diapers.
Well,
so
see,
it was a great time.
My question was, once you got there, you know you're just handing the babies off. Your grandparents, right? So how long was it from the time that you gave them to the grandparents that you actually had those babies back in your arms?
It was a fair amount of give and take. You know, we're like running the triple option, the wishbone, you know, take it, keep it, pitch it. You know, we did a lot of different things with the babies yesterday.
See, folks.
It's the pitching part that I'm enjoying.
Yeah. It's always great to catch up with this guy. It's Kyle Sandy joining us now. Wait for Dudcom Hotline. And he is social. You can always find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355. All right, you got another Sandy Spill event coming up, but there were some things that went on this week. I had a chance to go by the Jared Cook event over at North Gwinnett Tucker. Looks pretty solid, man. I watched some of the teams and some of the games over there, and they look pretty solid in the way they played so far this season.
Yeah, Tucker's really, really good. They've had a really good run last year. Came to that buzzsaw, I believe it was Pace that ended up putting them out. But they have a really, really good guard, Jacoby Williams, a lefty that's just super smooth, makes everything go for that team. He's really exceptional, gets to the basket, draws a lot of fouls, and is really the head of the snake for that Tucker team. But you're right, there was a lot of good hoops, some more good basketball being played today. But you said it, Jared Cook Classic, that's a terrific event every single year. We saw some good basketball the other day at the On the Radar Hoops Thanksgiving Showcase, a lot of great games. You saw Alexander beat Cedar Grove by 1 point. You saw McEachern make a huge statement, beating Woodward Academy 91-56. Just a lot of really good basketball and a lot of interesting telling results early on in the season. Now, of course, you want to peak late in the year, not early in the year, but it is interesting to see where some teams are compared to others at this juncture of the season.
Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. We're in for the morning shift, of course. And anytime we talk to Kyle, we like to send you to his website. Sandy Spiel. This is a full-service website. I'm telling you.
It is.
Got all kinds of information on there. All right, you're talking about the boys a minute ago. Fill us in on what we should know about the girls.
The girls, wow. Well, there was a huge, serious, sad injury on the girls' side. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this. Creekside, the team with the longest winning record in the state, 35 wins and counting, they lost C.C. Dennis, their superstar point guard, tore her ACL. But you know what the Seminoles did? They went out and beat River Ridge this week. They beat River Ridge, who's number one in Class 5A. Creekside still won without their star guard. People like Sydney Hunter really stepped up. J.C. Mitchell, Malia Harris. So Creekside, even without their five-star do-everything point guard, they still secured a huge win over one of the best public schools in the entire state. So that is a big thing to keep an eye on as far as injuries go, and you really hate that, of course, early on in the season. At any point in the season, you hate seeing teams lose any player, whether it be a fifth starter, a sixth man, and especially possibly the best player in the entire state. But Creekside, that's a team that knows how to win games, and they kept the ball rolling without C.C. Dennis.
Wow. We'll watch to see, you know, what happens with them as far as that goes. Now, you have something special as part of your series, right? What's coming up next?
Yeah, that's right. The Sandy Spiel Northwest Georgia Invitational this Saturday at Darlington over there in Rome. We have three girls games, three boys games, a couple fun matchups, a lot of interesting ones. You got Darlington versus St. Pius on the boys side at 5:30, a little Birmingham Southern connection between coaches there, Nathan West, and then, of course, Aaron Parr, who's the headmaster over there at St. Pius now. So connection of their two private school teams going up against one another. We got some really good girls matchups. I mean, Heritage on the girls' side against Creekview. Heritage just secured a huge win over Murray County. That was a really big one in double overtime. They're playing a Creekview team that's red hot with K.K. Hamby, one of the best point guards in the state. You got Dalton girls versus Murray County girls. Coach Hannah Harris goes up against her old school, so that should be interesting. And then some good boys matchup. South Paulding's undefeated to start the year. Calvary Day is a really good team as well. So it's going to be a fun day. Starts at 10 a.m. and the last game tips off at 5:30 p.m. over there at Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Look forward to hosting a lot of great basketball.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Kyle. What's the title of this event again?
This one is a mouthful. Sandy Spiel Northwest Georgia Invitational.
There you go.
How he get his own invitation? How you get your own invitation?
He got two more after this.
I know. How you go about getting that? That's not like something you can go down and, you know, Walmart and just like put an order in.
Hey, Sweat Equity, I've been doing this thing for years. Well, we're going on year 11 now. I got to invite the best teams in the area to come and showcase their stuff, try to get some college coaches there, get some fans there, make it special for the girls, for the boys. Only the best of the best at these events. You know that, Greg?
I thought I was the only one that hustled like that. He got dirt coming off his knuckles too, man. I got casting call stuff going on. I'm over here at the hospital. So I was just curious about that. Again, Kyle, I got to ask you this because I looked at this website and forget about the boys and the girls, the players here. I'm looking at this section you got on the coaching carousel. The boys, it looks like just about 50 names are on here, and I hadn't even gotten to the girls yet. What's up with this turnover? Or is this just the norm?
No, this is definitely the norm. I mean, give or take, you might have maybe 10 more jobs one year, 10 less jobs the next year, but that's really how it is in everything. There's always people looking for greener pastures, and there's people that retire, they step down, people get fired. You know, it's a circle of life when it comes to coaching. It's not always the most secure job, but, you know, in high school athletics for the most part, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to win games, but if the admin feels it's time to move on, it's time for other people to try and step in and clean things up. So it's just a good way of kind of tracking what's going on, what jobs are available. I get asked many times from potential high school coaches and even assistant coaches, hey, if you know of any jobs, can you let me know and give me a heads up so I can apply? So on my website, that coaches carousel every single year, that's pretty much it. We try to get that as up to date as possible, and it's really good just to kind of track, you know, if a program starts doing well, it's like, is this a coach that's been there for 15 years, or is this a new coach that's really breathed some fresh air into the program? So it's just kind of fun to track where coaches come and go and how these high schools try to turn things around.
Yeah, you know, you talk about silly season, you know, people moving around.
William Faulkner.
That type thing, right? He's on the list?
Yeah, he is.
How about that? You know, how often do you update that, Kyle?
You know, it's pretty much now since the season has started, everything for the most part is filled. There might be one or two outstanding jobs that I just never was able to fill up. But in the off season, that's once that first job is posted, it's pretty much every single day as much as I'm able to gather and hear from my own research, from other great people that give me information. Just that being a talking head in those circles, being able to dig out information and put it all in one aggregated spot, I feel like that's pretty beneficial for people. So it's been really rewarding to try and help folks find out their next job.
Most of these people, are they from within the state? How many are coming from outside of the state? I know when it comes to football, we've been inundated with coaches from the state of Florida who've come up and wanted to get jobs, you know, in the state of Georgia from Florida. We've seen a lot of coaches from other states wanting to come in and for the basketball in Georgia.
Now, I would say the vast majority are in-state names, but just looking here, you know, you see a couple on the boys and on the girls' side. So I don't know, maybe 90 to 95% are in-state, but you will see some people that are coming from, like you mentioned, I see a Florida on here, I see a South Carolina, I think we had one from Illinois that is taking over a position. So there are some people that come from out of state, but for the vast majority, it's in-state people. And for that reason, with the GHSA, you have to be a certified teacher. So that really kind of prohibits some people from out of state. They think, oh, I'm just going to roll in here and get this. No, you got to get gay certified and this, that, and the other. So that is somewhat of a barrier for out-of-state people that aren't already teachers. So that could kind of cut down on the numbers from out-of-state people. And it really does give these in-state coaches an advantage at that level.
Kyle, I don't have time to count all of them, but I'm curious about the girls' side. And as you've watched and covered the girls for however long you've been covering them, what's the percentage of female coaches on the girls' side? And is that grown? Has it stayed about the same? Is it diminished? What has that been like for you to watch?
Yeah, I think it's stayed about the same. I mean, obviously, there's a good vast portion of girls' coaches on the girls' side. You don't see that as much on the boys' side. I know North Atlanta, I believe they still have a female coach, and that's quite rare for the boys' side. But on the girls' side, yes, you do see typically girls' coaches. But I'm going to be honest with you. Over the past few years, I've been told from numerous places, it's harder and harder to find good candidates. And especially if you're looking for young female coaches, there's just not a ton out there at times. So if you're a young, bright coach, or if you're just graduating from college and you really want to get into teaching and coaching, you're probably going to shoot up a couple people's list because it's just hard to find young, hungry adults, and especially on the female side, that want to coach and want to really instill a culture with young girls, obviously younger than them, but still where they can kind of relate to them. It's so hard, especially on the boys' side or with male coaches coaching girls. I mean, of course, you see a lot of success, but still there is that barrier of a gender barrier of not being able to say we went through the same things and I was your age. So I think girls' coaches, young women, are always going to be a hot commodity. Now it's just all about, are we building them up and do they want to get into coaching? And for many reasons, of course, we see, as you guys are talking about, even on the Brunswick and the Gainesville football side of things, you know, with coaching, there comes some other stuff as well that you really have to kind of dig into. And it can sometimes be a thankless job.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we got great talent. And when we talk about the girls' side, all the things that's happening with women athletics right now, all the more reason to get involved. It all seems to be on the way up. Kyle, we thank you for spending some time with us. We're going to hold you up. Are you going to the mall today?
He ain't going to the mall. Please, I can answer that one.
Greg's on it. No mall for me.
He ain't going to the twins at the house, please. He ain't going to no mall.
That's right. No, we got to go see my wife's family for Thanksgiving now. And I got to go run to practice and go look after my children right now. I got my wife coaching up a practice, and I got to go catch up and hold these babies and make sure they're not whining all throughout. So I'm slacking right now. I'm being a bad father. So I got to get off the phone and run over there.
I'm picturing Michael Keaton right now. That's Mr. Mom. Get the house taking care of business.
Yeah, go get him, exactly. Man. Go get him.
Go ahead, Kyle. Right. Man, enjoy it. And thank you as always. We'll be in touch with you.
Thanks, guys. Have a happy holiday.
You too. Mr. Mom, Kyle Sandy. All right, let's go down, and we got to just back off a little bit here because it's time for Noelle's World.
I know, that's right.
Find out what's going on with her.
Get ready.
It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift on this day after. It's Black Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Friday morning, 28th day of November. It is Black Friday. Y'all, as Mr. Crenshaw likes to say, we should put it on. We should give out free bumper stickers today and just have them when you get to whatever location you're going to, and it says pack your patience. And you should copyright that. So you get paid.
Think so?
Yeah. I didn't come up with it. I'm just being your manager, so I get 10%.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyway, coming up, top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to start talking Georgia and Georgia Tech, getting ready for today's 3:30 kickoff. And we start things with, this guy has become a friend of the show, Chad Bishop.
Yeah, yeah.
And he will let us know about everything we need to know about Georgia Tech's prep for this game. Then coming up top of the 9 o'clock hour, Jeff Sintel. Dog Nation will be joining us. So we're going to get you set for today's game. But right now it is time for Noel. You heard the last break we came back, a song from a soundtrack.
Yeah.
You heard this one. Yeah. And earlier in the show, if you weren't with us, we were just having a little fun with the fact that today was the day that the Blues Brothers' Briefcase Full of Blues was released. Is that in your top five as far as soundtracks? All the people who performed on, you know, you got a pretty good soundtrack when you got Ray Charles, you got Aretha Franklin, you got James Brown.
Oh yeah, man,
on it and
hard to miss.
Chaka Khan's also in the choir.
John Lee Hooker.
How? Yeah. how?
Yeah, man.
And Maxwell Street.
You didn't even know what he's saying, but that's okay.
When you go over to that at Patillo's, that new hot dog joint there at 75 and Barrett Parkway, from Chicago, there is a Maxwell Street Polish sausage on there.
Okay. Really?
Get it.
Yeah.
With the onions, get all of the stuff, the peppers, everything. Get it. Okay. All right, Noel, I'm sorry I stepped on ahead to get that out there. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey.
And how Greg actually missed the soundtrack song.
I probably did. I got a lot of stuff going on over here. Which one did I miss?
We played Warren G and Nate Dawes' Regulators from Above the Rim.
Yep.
Look at her. Snuck on in now. Actually, that was given to us by a listener. What's up, coach? That was given to us by a listener. He loves the way I DJ, and I love to DJ.
There you go. There you go.
Exactly. And in that vein, I started with one of my favorites, of course, Dearly Beloved, as we gathered here to deal with this thing called life.
Yes.
Purple Rain, yes. Soundtrack, you can spin it. There are no skips.
Does it bother you that anytime there's any sort of retro perspective on Prince, any kind of comment, when they do it on TV, they just play music from Purple Rain?
Yes.
Doesn't that drive you crazy?
Yeah.
It's like he didn't do nothing else.
The catalog is so vast. And we don't have to just sit in 1984.
You know what I mean?
I get it. 84 was an excellent year.
Oh, it was a beautiful year for me.
Man. But if it was a wine, it'd be exquisite. But like we can also move forward in the career. There were other. We can move backwards. There was other things going on. Because I Want to Be Your Lover is one of my personal favorite Prince songs, and that's before.
I like new generation stuff.
I like the new generation stuff too.
You know.
So you know, it's vast amount of stuff that you can play. But yes, and then my other favorite that I love that Greg will not agree or like, which he should already know what it is now. Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic. Can't not have it.
Listen, I can't knock what it did. I can't hate on it because I know that it was one of it's not the biggest soundtrack of all time, but it's one of them.
It's one of them.
Yeah. You know what the biggest soundtrack? Actually, this is live album, so I take that back. So, go ahead. Get my genres mixed up.
And then, if you enjoy R&B music, of course, there is the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack. that Babyface put together, which is absolutely exquisite. It also has no skips. You got Whitney Houston, CeCe Winans, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, TLC, Toni Braxton. Like, the list just goes on and on and on. So, yes, that is also a classic. Greg, what you got?
Oh, no. I thought this is your segment. I'll wait till Cassie calls for mine.
Okay.
But Sam, you jump in.
Me?
Yeah. What do you mean me?
Okay. You know what? I go all the way back let's go way back for one. Curtis Mayfield and Superfly.
Oh, there you go. Come on now. Superfly.
That was a good one. Underrated, Stevie Wonder, The Woman in Red.
Okay.
Underrated.
Hmm.
Underrated.
Okay. Who was in that movie? It was
Kelly LeBrock,
yeah. Oh,
Gene Wilder. Yeah. Hey, all right.
Yeah, then buddy.
Go back and listen. Underrated. And this time of year, Whitney Houston, Preacher's Wife.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that
pretty much any Whitney Houston album that's not a Whitney Houston album is a top soundtrack album.
Like, yeah.
I will always, The Bodyguard soundtrack.
Okay.
It's top tier.
Yeah.
Like I said, she's on the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack. She has like three singles on the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack. To your point, we got The Bodyguard soundtrack. Yeah, for a while, that was the only way you could hear Whitney.
Yeah.
Was on a music soundtrack.
True.
You got Isaac Hayes' Shaft.
Yep. You can go back to that one. That
in 71.
Yep.
I, personal favorite of mine, enjoyed Bread's.
That's the band.
Yeah, Bread.
That's America. It took me only 3 hours to remember.
Yep.
That's the other band.
Ah, that name.
America, Bread, they're all from the same.
Yeah, they're all from the same sub-rant.
That was driving me crazy earlier. I called America. If you just tuned in, I called America Crosby, Stills, and Nash because I couldn't remember. And then I said, there's another band that sounds like America. And then Bread, that's the one.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Let's see, you got the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. Like, that's, you didn't go anywhere without hearing Time of Your Life at a point.
What about Good Morning Vietnam?
There you go. I'm sitting on a couple of them.
Okay.
I'm surprised that you didn't say Fast Times.
Oh, yeah, I do love that soundtrack.
I thought you was going to say Fast Times Original.
Because I actually really love Jackson Brown's song. Mm-hmm. Gotta Be Somebody's Baby. Yeah,
right.
I was obsessed with that song at one point. Yeah, great soundtrack. Yeah, good call, Greg. Good call. I mean, we got a Pulp Fiction soundtrack. It's ridiculous.
That was another one on my... You're taking my list from me.
I mean, like, they're just... That's why I told you, just jump on in here. Like, just jump on in here with us.
Running Scared.
Oh, I love that movie. By the way, that's great. Sam brought that up. That's a movie that you should watch today if you can. You got nowhere to go, and it gets kind of cold, and maybe the game's over with. But that's also a good laying in bed in the morning movie.
You think so?
Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Gregory Hines.
Yep.
A young, what you call it? He was Sonny Crockett's first partner in Miami Vice. And then he went to NYPD Blue. Oh, and then he was the president on West Wing. Oh.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Jimmy Smits.
Jimmy Smits
was in Running Scared.
Okay.
And then Joe Pantoliano. That's a great movie. That really is.
And apparently with a great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great soundtrack.
Dazed and Confused, if you've never seen it, is a 90s look back on the 70s, so it has all your 70s classics. It opens with Sweet Emotion, What More Can You
Want? Is that the one with the Tracy's yelling at the radio right now. Is that the one the dudes from Michigan are going to a concert, and it's the music?
No, this is the one where Matthew McConaughey goes, keep on living, man, L-I-V-I-N.
All right.
Yeah, it's that one.
There's another one up there she probably text me or whatever, but yeah, there's soundtracks. There's some of the stuff I just couldn't. You know. Now, here's another one.
Uh-oh.
I'm surprised.
Uh-oh.
But I don't see any of us, because I actually said this to her, Tracy, not long ago. I was never that Rocky Horror Picture Show dude.
I've done
people who are like that? It's like Deadheads.
They'll go and watch it for the 1,000th.
You know what I mean?
It's like a yearly traditional thing. And they take the voyage to go see Rocky Horror Picture Show at a particular movie theater.
And that soundtrack and all of that. They were...
First time I saw that thing was when I went to West Georgia.
You saw
they
it?
They had it at Z6.
I believe it.
Z6. And people were responding to stuff at different times, you know, the little water pistols and all.
Uh-huh.
Like, what in the hell?
Yeah, it's a very crowd interactive show if you've never been or experienced it. It's kind of wild.
Because I wanted to go. Everybody was talking, they're going to Rocky. You know what? I've heard about it. Let's go see it. And they got in there and started doing them different things. They were like, what?
If you've never experienced it, watch Fame. There's a whole scene set around Rocky Horror Picture Show in Fame. And yes, that is also another excellent soundtrack right there. And it's one of my favorite 1980s movies because it comes out in 1980, so it's like the last gritty 1970s movie. And you wouldn't think of Fame and Gritty in the same sentence, but with it being set in that old apocalypse of what is now Times Square, yeah, it's one of the last gritty 70s New York movies.
Okay. You didn't put Ferris Bueller on your list.
Oh, that is a great soundtrack, actually. What about School's Out or Rock and Roll High School?
Didn't see either one.
Okay.
But I'm not saying this was a bad soundtrack. I just never saw either one.
I mean, if you like the Ramones, then you would like the soundtrack.
No, I can't do the Ramones. I got a problem with Joey Ramone. We ain't got time to get into that.
Look, okay.
Romantics, yes. But the Ramone brothers, it's not the same as Liam and whatever his brother's name is from Oasis.
Uh-huh.
They're not that kind of fighting thing, but they just, you know, he's an acquired taste. And that's all right. You know, I gotta like everybody. You know, it's like the Saturday Night Fever thing.
Exactly. And a sneaky one, if you like 70s R&B and soul, Friday. Friday's a great soundtrack.
Okay, please.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
And you didn't bring up Barbershop.
Oh, I ain't seen Barbershop in so long, but you're not wrong, though.
I know I'm not wrong.
Or Beverly Hills Cop.
Or Beverly Hills Cop.
Even though I played Beverly Hills Cop earlier, but yeah, I didn't say it.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
That first Beverly Hills Cop was do-do-do-do-do-do-do, crazy.
Between her and the sound effects and you yesterday being Frank Caliendo with your impressions, this has been a beautiful sit for me. I've been enjoying both of y'all. When I get in front of Tyler Perriman, I say, listen, I got two more actors for you. I got Mr. Crenshaw. He can play a professor in any one of your projects. And Noelle, boy, she'd be every star's best friend.
There you go.
That's how I'm casting you too. I know exactly where to put you two in movies.
Oh, yeah. I'm a great right hand. Put me right back, 90 degree adjacent to the lead. Yeah, that's
you're going to be that dude, Sam, who straightens out the lead of the movie who's kind of going sideways. And you're that respected voice that pulls him by the back of the collar, snatches him over here, and straightens him out.
Oh, so he's the Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting.
And more like Samuel L. Jackson in Die Hard.
Okay. I like it. Either way.
Okay.
I like it.
You know, you pulling Bruce Willis out. Get over here. But yeah, I just see you in those roles and gelling.
Oh, man.
And not only that, you two could ad lib those.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You absolutely could.
Because you put something in our personality wheelhouse.
In the personality driven? Go ahead.
There's one I'm surprised Greg didn't say.
Uh-oh.
The Help soundtrack, or Dog Day's Night.
Okay, there's this perception that I am this diehard Beatles fan.
No,
and I'm okay. Well, no, I never saw.
But you
saw
just
it.
Like to throw out, you know, that Beatles history.
Out,
so
just like I throw out Elvis stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you've done something in music, it's worth being mentioned. But I didn't necessarily follow every nook and cranny of your career. I just realized in total, man, you did some stuff. I'm gonna talk about it. Like, again, and I know people are sick of me bringing this up, but in 6 years,
yeah,
was the difference between Beyonce and Taylor Swift albums, and them dudes came to America and broke up in 6 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yep. And then produced the greatest writing team of all time in music history. How do you do that?
Yeah.
You worked so hard for them that decade or so, and then you on cruise control. But no, that wasn't enough. McCartney went and had another band and did a whole nother Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sort of career with that. But anyway, yeah. No, they are kind of funny movies, Help and Hard Day's Night. But I don't think I've sat and watched any of them all the way through. There's just some funny scenes in them.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't really think they're sit down and watch.
Yeah.
What are they? I mean, if you like The Monkees or you've seen The Monkees, you pretty much get the gist because that's all The Monkees was.
I'm trying to think. What was the American band that made a movie that – we've been talking about a bunch of them here, but you do not acknowledge Under the Cherry Sky. Did you notice that?
I did not.
We don't acknowledge that. It's like that movie never even existed.
You mean for Prince?
For Prince.
For Prince, yeah.
Under
the Cherry Moon.
Under the Cherry Moon, excuse me.
Yeah, I know what you meant, though. Yeah, Under the Cherry
Moon. Under the Cherry Moon. You just don't. And then Tevin, what's his last name? Who's supposed to be the next Michael?
Quincy. Oh, Campbell?
Tevin Campbell. What happened to him?
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that because we can't get out of here without saying
go ahead, give us
an
update.
A Goofy movie.
All right.
Soundtrack slap. Shout out to Tevin Campbell. You brought that up.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he sings the big final number, the power line number. Yeah, killed it. Good job, Tevin.
Okay. Well, this has been Noelle's segment, and listen, this is what we do. We give her a chance to just get whatever is on her mind out there, and then we get busy, and it is time to do that. We got a game going up at 3:30 today that everybody is ready to sit down and get your food situated in front of you and get in your favorite chair and wear that lucky shirt and root on, whether it's Tech or Georgia. But we're going to start with Tech, and we got Chad Bishop coming up next. It's Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Black Friday morning. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.